Today's story tells about the fall of man, the first sin, and how sin entered the world, and the effects that it had on everyone and everything. I like the way that this story is written, because it so accurately captures the destruction that that first sin had, and why it was so bad, and how it created such separation and problems for Adam and Eve and all of the people afterwards, that they no longer trusted God, they no longer trusted His love, they tried to find happiness and contentment on their own. They wanted to become God. They wanted to be like God. And the Bible itself, it actually has the snake saying that if you eat the fruit, you will be like God. And I think that is a temptation that many people face, that they want to be like God. They want to be the ones in control. They want to be the ones in charge. They want to be the ones making the decisions about what is right and wrong. We want to be the ones who are deciding what we should do, what we should not do, where we should go, the path we should take. And at the same time, we also often want to be the ones to decide, how do we get to God? How do we make Him happy? And when we try to do that all by ourselves, we are totally missing out on who God is and what He has for us. That God is so much greater and bigger and better than we are. How can we think that our way is better? How can we think that we could possibly know better than God? And I think it's also a lack of trust, that God doesn't really love us, that God doesn't really care about us. And that's a terrible lie, just like the story told us today, that it's such a lie that God doesn't care, and that He would try to deprive us and keep something from us. Someone once asked me, why is it that God didn't want them to do this? And I think part of it was a test, that He wanted to see if they would obey Him. But He did not want them to know about evil. He didn't want them to know about sin. Just like me as a father, I would not want my children to ever know what it is like to feel pain. I would not want my children to ever know what it is like to be very, very, very sick and dying. I don't want my children to ever experience that. And just like that, God didn't want His children to experience the suffering that sin brings. And that's why so many times He tells us not to do things. And that is because He doesn't want us to experience the pain that those things would give. That sometimes they look like they're going to be fun, they look like they're going to be good, but God knows best. He doesn't want us to experience the pain that would be involved in disobeying Him and going our own way. And so God wants us to just obey. But the thing that I love about this story is that it looks ahead, that rather than just staying at the end, at what we see in Genesis, it looks at the Bible as a big story. And knowing what happens later, it goes ahead and talks about how, even at this point, God had a plan. And other verses later on tell us this, that even before creation, God had a plan to send Jesus for us. God planned and knew what was going to happen, and had planned from the very beginning to send Jesus to save us, to rescue us, and to show how much He loves us by doing that. So today, I pray that you would spend time thinking about God and the great love that He has for us, and what has He told us to do. What is God asking you to do today in order to obey Him? I think it's important not just to know about what God says or what God wants us to do, but to obey. Adam and Eve knew what God wanted them to do. Don't eat the fruit. But they didn't do it. And so, I want you to think today, what is it that God is asking me to do? What would God have me do to obey Him today? And then pray and ask for God to help you to do it. And so I think obedience is a big thing that I get from this, but also God's love, that from the very beginning, He had a plan to save us and rescue us. Lord God, I pray You would help us today to follow You, to obey. Help us in this next year to obey You, to do what You ask us to do, and to give everything that we are to You. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.